Two, true stories that have made headlines.
May 24th, 1903. 80 die in first great motor race.
Well, Ralph, my friend, there it is.
Well?
Isn't it magnificent? Well, isn't it? Have you seen a motor car like that before, eh?
Never. This must have cost you a fortune, Marcel.
A fortune? As a matter of fact, I've had to delay my marriage to Yvonne.
Oh?
She isn't taking it at all well, but when a man has speed in his blood, Ralph, not even a wife is compensation. Here, look inside.
This is revolutionary.
It has been especially designed for speed. This is the joy of this car. It is specially designed. The steering handle has given way to this steering wheel.
It'll give you more control at speed.
Precisely. And look. Look here. What do you make of that, eh?
Wire spokes at the wheel.
For safety again. I tell you, Ralph, this race is going to open a new era of motoring. Oh, there have been races before. People have stripped their ordinary tourers and rattled from Paris to Berlin or to Vienna. But this is different. Every single motor entered has been especially designed to attain maximum speed.
And how fast do you think you'll go?
60 miles an hour. 70, perhaps. I'm aiming for 75.
But Marcel, that is suicidal.
Not in this. See the size of those wheels. And feel the strength of the bodywork. Feel it.
Yes. It's beautifully made. I've never seen anything like this, Marcel. When you wrote and told me about entering this race, I thought...
You thought of horse carriages, I know. That's what everyone thought.
What made you go into this?
It's the only way to live, Ralph. Once you get behind the wheel of a motor like that, you adjust your goggles, you start the engine and move, and you know that this is the only thing. It's the only thing. There is nothing else in life but speed.
My newspapers have told me that if there's any news of value in this race, I can report on their behalf.
News value? News value? They must be right out of their minds. I tell you, this heralds a new era in living. Do you think my government would have given this race their blessing if they didn't realize there was something of value in it for them?
Well, yes, but...
This isn't a toy, the plaything of a rich man. This is a new form of transport. It's the transport of the future. Have you seen a list of the men who have entered the race? Here it is. Look at that. Men of education, of enterprise. The Renault brothers who won the last Paris-Vienna race. William K. Van der Beel Jr. from America. They say he has spent a fortune on developing his motor. And even from your country.
Charles Jarrett. Yes, he's excellent. And who's this? Charles Rowe.
An engineer. They say he's pioneered a car. And look here. Marcel de Genlis. Me. Over 200 entries from all over the world. Paris to Madrid. 880 miles at high speed.
And the full rain it believes you will get there, Ralph.
Yvonne, it's good to see you again. As lovely as ever.
It's good to see you as well, Ralph. Perhaps you'll be able to make this idiot see a little sense, huh?
Now, my angel, no hard words.
No hard words? This monstrous contraption you see here represents his entire inheritance from his grandfather, Ralph.
Not the entire inheritance, my precious.
Well, most of it, then. Your grandfather was a hard-working, industrious man. If he knew what you had done with his money, he would turn in his grave.
This is my life, you know.
Ralph, consider this. When I see my fiancé, I have to come into this shed and sit on a box and look at that. It is too much. There has never been another girl who has to share her man with a motor car.
But she's a beautiful motor car, my angel. Just look how sleek, how perfect the lines.
This is madness. Look, when I agreed to marry you, Marcel, you had not fallen in love with this. If I had suspected then what I have experienced now, I would never have agreed to our marriage. Never.
Oh, come. Well, once the race is over, we will marry.
Ralph, I ask you, as a practical, a sensible Englishman, do you think this madman will ever live through this race to Madrid? Do you think he will survive the insanity of speed, do you?
Well, it
He's does... talking of driving 75 miles an hour. You know what my father says, and he is an excellent engineer. He says that 40 miles an hour is downright rash. He says that over 40 is dangerous and that 75 is nothing short of suicidal. That's what he says.
But your father is very partial to his horses and his carriages.
Because they take him where he wants to go with safety and with dignity.
My angel, I love you dearly, but...
I know. But you love this more. Oh, you men, you make me so tired, you silly, irresponsible creatures. I'm going. Goodbye.
It is the same every time. Every time she walks out in a temper.
You're going to lose her, Marcel.
Once the race is over, I shall woo her back again.
It starts on the 23rd.
At 3:15 a.m. at Royal Versailles. May is my lucky month, Ralph. I know I am going to win.
I think this whole affair is growing out of all proportion, Minister.
Well, naturally people are interested, monsieur. There has never been a motor race of this caliber before. It is going to be a grim and brilliant struggle between high-powered machines and men.
They say that over 1 million people are lining most of the route to Bordeaux, and the race only commences tomorrow.
But, monsieur, don't you feel the excitement?
I feel vague, disquiet. I have never taken to these newfangled motors. Give me a thoroughbred and a fine carriage. Now there is beauty for you. I feel that if the good Lord wished us to travel at high speeds, he would have provided us with the wings to do so.
Quite so, but...
Candidly, I wish to heaven you had never authorized the race.
But one cannot hold back progress. Look at the response there has been. Men from all over the world have...
Yes, but...
And whether we like it or not, monsieur, the motor is here to stay. It is a part of our life.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it, I suppose. But I only hope that... we won't regret ever encouraging this madness.
What a sight, Ralph. Look over there.
Thousands of Chinese lanterns.
We're all being carried by people who came on bicycles. Where's Yvonne? There's no sign of her yet.
She's not coming.
Huh?
She said she'll see you when the madness has passed.
Oh, I wish she didn't feel this way. Look. There's the Englishman Porter. That's a British-made car. It hasn't a hope. Antiquated design.
Well, I like the line.
They can't match up to the French. What's the time?
It's 3:00.
I'd better get myself organized. We leave in minute intervals. I'm 20th.
Oh, Yvonne did send you something. This.
A rose. I shall wear it. So, where will you be, Ralph?
I'll cover the entire race. At least I'll try to. I believe thousands are lining the route.
You can feel the tension, the excitement. The world has never seen anything like this before.
I looked at Marcel. He stood there, a man inspired. The rose Yvonne had given him stuck into his greatcoat lapel. There were over 200 men like him, all waiting to start on this race, where each driver was out to win for himself. The lanterns waving in the breeze gave it an unreal effect. Troops and gendarmes kept the crowd back from the starting line. I helped Marcel into his car, a flimsy, almost comic contraption. He adjusted his goggles. And at 3:15 exactly, the first car, driven by an Englishman, Jarrett, was away. They left after that at 1 minute intervals. Marcel, number 20. His gloved hands clenching the steering wheel. His eyes glued to the road ahead of him. There was a smile, I remember, on his lips. The same smile a man would have when he saw ahead of him a mountain to conquer or a country to explore. As the cars hurtled on their way out of the city, it was obvious that this was certainly a race with a difference. Such speeds had never been seen before. Some of the overconfident drivers were pushing their machines along the dusty roads at 80 miles an hour. The crowds gaped. They pressed onto the roads. They were pushed back by the troops. A few miles from Versailles, the god of speed reached down and plucked his first victim. An Englishman sent his car careering down a hill. He hit a level crossing at the bottom. With engine screaming, the car catapulted into the air and fell among the crowds. It exploded into flames. And 5 people died. It was then that I felt apprehensive. This was madness. Without doubt, this was madness.
This is madness. Complete and utter madness. It must be stopped.
How can I stop a race when it has been started?
Don't you appreciate there is wholesale carnage going on out there? There is no other word for it.
Well, there have been accidents.
Accidents? That is a mild way of expressing it. Within 10 minutes of the race starting, there was a massacre. And from then on, disaster has been mounting upon disaster. News of catastrophes and crazy speed have been reported to us continually. This must be stopped.
How can these men be stopped? They are speeding towards the frontier at this moment.
The perfect place. Stop them there. I believe the Spanish government are distressed about all this.
No one anticipated this kind of thing. It was a motor race. Such events have been held before.
Ah, yes, a motor race, but not monsters designed especially for speed. This is trouble. You, as president of the Chamber of Deputies, should exercise your authority to stop this.
Oh, very well.
I see there's another report to hand. And Montbiron, the Englishman Stead, lost control of his motor. Spectators were seriously injured, and he was killed. As far as I can calculate, 72 men have lost their lives, and hundreds of others seriously injured. This must be a kind of madness possessing these people. It must be stopped, monsieur. It must be stopped.
Ralph, have you heard any news of Marcel?
He seems to be still in the race.
Why doesn't he give up? My father told me that questions are being asked in government circles about this race. They say a form of madness has possessed the drivers.
The latest development is that the Spanish government have panicked and won't allow the drivers to cross the border.
Oh, mon Dieu. So they must stop.
They've rushed troops to the border in case any drivers may try and crash the border into Spain.
But, what has gone wrong? They say the road is littered with ruined motors and dead and dying people. Is it so important to travel fast and then kill yourself?
When this started, I could understand how Marcel felt. It's new and exciting.
Mais oui, but to kill yourself. I have been praying that his motor would break down, that something would happen to the engine.
From what I can make out, it's kept going well.
All this has decided me on the future.
Oh?
I refuse to marry a madman. Non merci. I'm not sharing my husband with a motor car, and that is final. When he returns, I shall hand over his ring.
Oh, come, Yvonne, you don't mean that.
I mean every single word I've spoken. His entire inheritance has been paid into that monster of his.
It'll all return to normal, Yvonne.
I don't think that life will ever be the same again, Ralph.
But of course it will. After the race.
After the race is over, men will still crave this speed, this dicing with death. That's what it is, Ralph, dicing with death. Marcel has got this into his blood. He will never get rid of it. Not ever.
Look, Yvonne, I must go and check on the latest developments. But don't decide anything now. Not until Marcel returns.
If he returns. If he isn't killed. If he isn't killed.
Monsieur, what is the latest news of the motor race? I represent the London Globe.
Oh, why don't you people leave me alone? Just leave me alone. I'm sick and tired of questions. I'm sick and tired of the press.
But the whole world is waiting for news.
The race has been stopped at the border. That is all I can say.
And what are the latest casualty figures?
I can tell you nothing officially, monsieur. The men are still racing their motors. Now, go. Please, go.
What are your plans at the border?
I have told you with great patience. The drivers will not be allowed to proceed. Troops are standing by. The cars will be impounded.
Impounded, eh?
They will be returned to Paris by train. But before that happens, monsieur, they must be stopped. When my government agreed to this race, we had no idea that this would be the result. After all, there have been other motor races. Dignified, leisurely affairs, where men behaved with restraint and dignity.
But these cars have been especially designed.
Oui, oui, I can appreciate what that means now. Questions are going to be asked. And you know whose head will roll? Mine! It'll be mine! Oh, I feel sick, monsieur. Sick with anxiety.
But you can't blame yourself.
Someone will have to be blamed, and that will be me, for allowing this to take place. Please, monsieur, go. There is nothing more I can say. I only pray that at the border those speed-crazy men don't do anything they'll regret.
Sorry, senor, you are not allowed through the border post.
But I am in the Paris-Madrid race. I must get...
The race has been ended.
What?
Ended, senor. Will you please leave your motor? It will be towed by these horses to the railway station.
Have you gone right out of your mind?
For the first time, senor, this is the voice of sanity speaking. Leave your car. It will be towed with great care. Jose?
Si.
Take this one.
Stand aside. You can't do this to me. I could win this race. It has cost me a great deal of money. Take your hands off
my
car.
Senor, we do not wish to fight with anyone, but we are prepared to do so to restore order. Leave your motor. It is being impounded in the name of the French government.
Over my dead body.
Very well, senor.
What? A gun.
Kindly leave that car, senor. It will be towed to the railway with the others. Leave the car.
Listen to me. I have friends in the right places. I shall tell them of this
you
outrage.
You may do as you please,
I tell
senor.
You this. There is going to be the very devil to pay about
the
this.
The devil? Yes. You are right. The devil himself has been walking unchecked in the streets of France. And he must be stopped before there is even more tragedy. I shall take you into custody, senor, until the train is ready to leave for Paris.
I was put into a cell like a common thief. That is what happened to me.
But the frontier guard only did so because he resisted his order.
I wasn't the only one. There were dozens of drivers languishing there. It was a disgrace. I shall make sure that this is reported to the very highest authorities, to be treated like a common criminal.
Marcel, calm down.
If they had let me through, I know I could have won.
Even before you arrived at the frontier, the race was over. Gabriel was declared the winner at Bordeaux at an average speed of 63 miles an hour. This is official, Marcel. It's official. The Spanish part of it was abandoned.
I was conserving my car engine. If I thought the race would end at Bordeaux, naturally I would have driven faster.
You never had a chance. Be sport enough to acknowledge that.
Ah, this is most unsatisfactory affair I have ever got myself involved in. The indignity of it. My car being dragged along the streets by a cart horse. The shame of it. The indignity. And being forced aboard the train under threat of assault. The authorities were brutal.
The main thing is, you survived the race, Marcel. Hundreds of others didn't. And give thanks you're still alive.
I could have won. I swear to you, I could have won.
Against masters like Renault, Jarrett, and Gabriel? Never.
There were times when I was touching 70 miles an hour. Oh, the glory of it. The feeling of power.
Why, I am sick to death of the whole affair.
Yvonne. My angel, I didn't see you.
No, you were too busy pacing up and down shouting. I prayed that this race would damp down the fires of your madness, Marcel. But I was wrong. It has fanned them.
I swear to you, Yvonne, I could have won if they had allowed us to continue to Madrid. There was I, well out in front, my car responding splendidly to everything I asked of her. People lined the streets screaming encouragement. I have never seen so many people or such enthusiasm. Then, with the race in my grasp, I was stopped at the border and thrown into a cell like a common felon. They haven't heard the end of this. Oh, no. I shall have questions asked in the right places.
Meanwhile, Marcel, I think you should have this.
Oh? What is this, my angel? Your ring?
Your ring.
I think I'll go, if you'll excuse me.
No. You stay, Ralph. It is finished between us, Marcel.
But Yvonne...
Finished. I do not wish to marry a madman. It's as simple as that.
But
I want a husband who will not endanger his life and the lives of other people. My father told me that Monsieur Jarrot drove back to Paris in a touring car. And he said he would never have believed the scene if he had not witnessed it himself.
But you said that...
He said everywhere he saw cars bent into fragments. Cars along the roads and in the fields. Cars on their sides, upside down. Cars burned to cinders. He said the smell of death itself lay heavily everywhere. He said it was an unforgettable scene and quite horrible. Monsieur Jarrot is an Englishman, and he is not a dramatic man. He said the drive back to Paris made him realize why the race had to be stopped at Bordeaux. He could understand Marcel because he saw for himself.
Is this true, Ralph?
Of course it's true.
I did see a few accidents, yes, but was it as bad as that?
The official casualty figures are 80 dead and over 200 seriously injured. That's carnage in any language, Marcel.
Well,
it was a miracle that you survived. Only 94 drivers who entered the race out of 228 finished the lap to Bordeaux. Only 94, Marcel.
I was there.
While you drove that car, you couldn't see the full story, Marcel.
No. It's true, of course. Yvonne, ma chérie, here. Let me put this ring back on your finger.
No. Not until...
I'll leave you two alone. I still have a few threads to tie up. I'll be seeing you.
Yvonne, the madness has left me. Please marry me as we planned. Please.
The madness will never leave you, Marcel. I can see that now.
But with you, Yvonne, I will have the desire to live.
A deplorable business. It is well over, monsieur. I believe some of the drivers attempted to crash their cars right through the barriers at the border. The Spanish troops were forced to fire on a few to restore order. This must never happen again. Monsieur, our government must never be placed in this embarrassing position, not ever again. All forms of motor car racing must be abolished forever.
You are asking the impossible. The mistake here was that it was an inter-country contest. Such races must be held on prepared roads in the future.
There must never be another race. Even the onlookers behaved with complete disregard for their own safety. At Ably, the gendarmes could control the crowds who spilled onto the road and were crushed by oncoming vehicles.
They must be taught, monsieur.
I say never again. Let us cherish the beauty, the dignity, the tradition of the horse and carriage. Let us drive slowly and enjoy the tranquility of the countryside. Let us value these simple things, monsieur.
Oh, you cannot hold back the hands of time. I agree, this race was a tragic, call it blunder if you like. A blunder not to appreciate what the power of speed can do to a man. But let me tell you this, monsieur. It will teach man that speed must be handled with the greatest respect.
They will never learn.
All right, then. Precautions must be taken. The vehicles themselves improved. Precautions, they must be taken. But as for stopping the headlong advance of the motor car, no man will ever do that.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.